Bad first date? Getting ghosted? Stood up? Blocked again? Let John and Chantel help with their 7:30 second date update.
What's going on, Steve? Welcome.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, of course. So tell us what's going on with Lisa.
Yeah, that's just it. I don't know what's going on with her at all. she's been dodging me for about the past 2 weeks now, and I'm starting to get a little bit angry about it because I really went hard on our first date, and I think that's the least that I deserve is a text message back.
Okay. Let's take a step back. How did the two of you meet?
So we met on Tinder.
Okay.
Which I usually don't, you know, mess around with some of the stock apps because so many people are playing games on there. But Lisa, you know, really surprised me, and, you know, she's, you know, very smart and she's very pretty. So I thought this might be a little bit different.
Okay. So then tell me about the date. You meet on Tinder. Where do you go?
So we went to one of the local restaurants nearby. I figured that we said that, we, you know, I'd take her out to dinner because I felt so good about this. Mm-hmm. We had a few bottles of wine and we were, you know, once, you know, after the 10 minutes of, you know, just getting to know each other, we were really getting it off. Like, you know.
Oh, I just want to know, were you making out at the table or was it like how uncomfortable was it for the server?
Well, you know, we kind of went off to the bar. We were making out there. So, yeah. I'm not complaining about that at all.
Yeah, I know. Outside of the making out, did something go poorly at that point? Like, you know, for her to ignore you?
No, and that's why I'm kind of like lost. You know, I you know, we talked about our family. You know, she talked about her mom and her dad. I talked about my mom and my dad, and I mentioned my brother. You know, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if anything felt weird.
Well, why don't we do this then? Let's get Lisa's phone number. Let's just play a song. We'll call her up, and we'll ask her why she's not calling you back.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would help. Thanks.
Mix 105.1 and 103.9, number one for all the hits. John and Chantel helping out Steve. Steve met Lisa on Tinder. Pretty much went out to dinner. Next thing you know, they're making out at the bar. So it went okay. Steve said no complaints there, right, Steve?
None at all.
Yeah.
None at all.
But since Lisa's been completely dodging you, so we're going to call up Lisa. Don't say anything. Just kind of listen in and let's see what happens, okay?
All right. Thanks.
Okay, cool.
All
right.
Hello?
Hi, is Lisa there?
Yeah, hi, who is this?
Hi, Lisa, my name is John, and Chantel's here as well. We do a morning show on Mix 105.1 and 103.9. You got a few minutes just to be on the radio with us and talk? Have a little fun?
Oh my gosh, yeah, I guess.
Okay, well, we're calling specifically about the date you had with Steve. We do something on our show called the Second Date Update, and we're just wondering, like, how'd the date go?
Honestly, it was such a blur. I remember having fun with Steve, but we definitely drank way too much.
I'm glad it was fun because, you know, we talked to Steve. He reached out to us, and I've heard that it's been about 2 weeks since he's heard from you. So is there a reason you haven't called him back?
Oh, my God. It is too early for this. I haven't even had my coffee. Like I said,
yeah.
We got drunk, got a little emotional during the date.
He got emotional? About what?
Yes. Well, he started talking about how proud he was of his little brother for graduating high school. Supposedly, his brother has been through a lot, which is all very sweet and kind. But then he started to cry, and it left me in a really awkward position.
What'd you do?
I just told him it was okay. Like, I felt bad for him, but clearly he can't handle his alcohol if you're crying that hard on a first date.
I don't understand, though. Like, what is it that bothers you so much? Is it the crying, the booze? Like, what?
Oh, it was full-on sobbing. People were looking at us in the restaurant. It was super awkward, and so I'm just embarrassed for him. I don't want to have to talk about it with him. I felt so uncomfortable. I'm just way happier moving on and never addressing it ever again.
What's wrong with being in touch with my emotions? You would cry too if, you know, if you had a brother that went through all of that stuff.
So, first of all, hi.
Hi, Lisa. Sorry, Steve's been listening in. So,
thank you for telling me that. Yeah. But to your point, yeah, that's fine if you're crying about what your brother has been through, but not on a first date. I feel like there is an unwritten rule about getting that emotional with someone you've just met.
Where's that unwritten rule that you're talking about? You're embarrassed, but we were having drinks. I don't have any regrets about it. I'm proud of my brother.
Okay, that's fine, but I don't want to go on another date with a crybaby.
Excuse me? Are you serious right now? Wow. This hurts my feelings. I really liked you, and I thought that maybe we could be together or something.
Oh, are you about to cry again?
Okay.
I can't. Please, go to therapy. You need a therapist, not a girlfriend. I don't want to hear another one of your sob stories.
You, okay?